Here we're going to look at when it's possible that the optimal performance stability margin can be small. Now, from the up bound, we can see that, first of all, if NZ and MP are both small at some values, some values in the right-hand plane, then the right-hand plane, right-hand side will be small. Then, of course, that means the stability margin will be small. Now, what that actually means is that, think about what NZ equal to small or equal to zero means, is that, well, you have a point that the S point is actually close to the right plane, zeros of the plane. And MP equal to zero or small means that you have a point which is close to the right half plane pose. So this, if they are both to be small, what that's only possibility is that you have a point that is both close to the right half plane zero and right half plane pose. Or actually that means the right half plane pose and zeros are close to each other. So that's what it is. If you have the two if I plan, you have a right half plane pose and it's very close to right half zero, then you can see that there will be very very small stability margin. So that's what we actually understand in classical control theory, that if you have a pose zero in the right half plane very close, it's very, very hard to control. And this is going to be shown in example one. Now, the case that could also happen is that, well, NZ is zero, but maybe not close. MP is maybe not a zero, but M0 is small. Now, what that means? Well, N0 equals zero, of course, it's like you have a point very close to the right from zero, okay? Now, M0 equals zero, it actually implies that the from the Bode integral, we see that the transfer function is very large near the frequency of that point. So, in other words, if the transfer function is very large on a certain frequency, where the magnitude of the frequency is actually is the right half plane zeros of the plant, then it can be small. In other words, if the frequency response is very large, near the right half plane zeros, on the frequency of right half plane zeros, then it's very, very hard to control, when you have very little stability margin. That's also very clear in a classical control point of view. That is, if you have in a right half plane, if you have a right half plane zero and you have a very large gain, it's very, very hard to control. In fact, what we actually know is that your bandwidth should be limited by the right half plane zeros. If you have a right half plane zero, your bandwidth shouldn't be very large at all.